So we're looking at the Maharal Sefer Gur Aryeh, Parshas Vayechi. And the Maharal we're looking at is all about the burial place of Rachel. Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, an explanation, almost an apology, for the fact that he didn't bury Yosef's mother Rachel in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. He says, Mesa alai Rachel, she died on me, making it very clear that it was in circumstances that were not predictable. It was during the birth of Binyamin, of course. And I therefore buried her Ba'od Kivras Eretz Lava Yefrasa Va'ekbareha Sham. I just buried her there where she passed. B'derech Efras Hi Beis Lachem. Now Chazal tell us that that was with great divine intention, that the burial place of Rachel was so destined so that when the gullus of Bayis Rishon would bring masses of the Yidden on the road in Exodus, leaving, going into exile, I should say, so there will be the opportunity for Rachel, as Rashi says, Bocha u'mevakesha saleim rachamim, to cry and beg for mercy for her children. As the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Kol baram nishma, nihi v'chi tamrudim, v'akadosh baruch hu meshiva, and akadosh baruch hu answers, yesh schar l'pulasech nom Hashem, v'shavu banim l'gvulo. So, the point is that there was this great divine purpose for which reason Rachel was buried there on the road, to pray for us when we are on the road and going into exile. The question is, why Rachel? Why specifically Rachel? Sarah, Rivka, Leah, Bilha and Zilpah, they're also the mothers of Israel. On page Resh Mem Ches in these editions of the Maharal, the right-hand column, the paragraph begins, Aval Dalucha, four lines down in that paragraph. V'im Tomar, V'lama Rachel, why specifically Rachel? Bocha Yosef Mishari Mahos, why is she the one crying, and effectively, with success, for the sake of her children, more so than any of the other mothers of Israel? Ubemedrash Echo Rabasi Amar Sham Lefisha Rachel Imenu Ameris Lahakarish Baruchu. Reason is because Rachel is able to argue using her merit, her own sense of compassion as she had shown it for the sake of her sister Leah. She says, Ma Asu Bonai Shekach Heves Alayim Puranus. What have my children done that you bring such punishment upon them? Im b'shvil avodah zarah, is it because of their idolatrous ways, and that they've gone wayward, and that they have allegiances to other gods? Shenikreis zarah. Zarah means a competing wife. The avodah zarah seem to be like competing, drawing forces. They compete with me, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're called zarahs. So Rachel says, is that the reason why you're bringing such punishment on Bnei Yisrael? Haloi ahavti ishi Yaakov. I know what it means to have a tzara, to have other wives. We were four wives of Yaakov. I loved my husband Yaakov. Avad bi shivishanim. He worked in order to marry me and earn my hand in marriage. He worked and toiled for 7 years. Ulebesayif nasan avilo es achosi leisha. And then after those 7 years, Lavan tricked Yaakov and gave my sister Leah over to him, to Yaakov as a wife, instead of me. The kibalti, I accepted it. The kibalti. Ahavasi lebali, because of my love for my husband. Umasarti hasimanim la'achaisi, and whatever signs they had put and established between herself and Yaakov, she told them to Leah, so that Leah would be able to convince Yaakov that she, Leah, was the proper wife. Now I did this. I need basar v'dam. I'm just a human being. Va'ata melech rachman. Alachas kam v'kamash t'rachim aleim. So you must have such great mercy. I gave up so much of my dignity and saved my sister's dignity. Well, shouldn't you show such compassion then on my children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu meishiv yesh schar lepulaseich v'shov ubonu me'eretz oyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, okay, you're right, and I will listen to your cries, and I will restore your children. They will one day return, and they will be restored. V'shov ubonu me'gvulim, they'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. Question is, I understand that she did a great thing. She was very noble. She sacrificed for the sake of her sister's dignity. But why does that specifically address whatever guilt the Jewish people might have with regard to Avodah Zarah? What does one have to do with the other? If the Jewish people are guilty of pagan worship, so then why is it that because she showed such decency and kindness to her sister, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to forgive the Jewish people in spite of their infidelity and in spite of their unfaithfulness to him? What is the connection between these two? So the Maharal is a fascinating explanation. And it works. It is really where he brings out the parallel between Rachel's situation as one of numerous wives and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there are other seemingly respected or feared gods that the Jewish people turn into. And so the Maharal says, "Bir inyan zeh, ki b'shvil sheyada Rachel sheYaakov ro'ui sheyisa shtei noshim." Rachel knew that there will be more than one wife. She understood that it's destined for Yaakov to have two wives. Perhaps she understood two wives plus their shvachos. And the reason for this is ki ein ha'olam hazeh shehu olam hachaluk v'haperud, this world in which things are not all together, in which things are disparate, in which things are not able to be in perfect unity. Ra'ui shehiya hakol ba'achtus. It's not correct for in this world everything to be in perfection and all parts of one whole aligned. V'im lo'i ho'yil Yaakov rak isha achas, were there only one wife, ho'yu Yisrael echad, then we would have already had in this world something which is otherworldly, that this world should see Yisrael perfectly unified. You wouldn't have had the competing forces, and not necessarily competing, but different strengths that inhere to Yehuda, the son of Rachel. A different force in Ephraim ben Yosef, Yehuda, the son of Leah. And in the case of, let's say, Ephraim, the leading Shevet coming from Yosef, descended from Rachel, it was only in the sense of a perfected world that you're going to see all of this achdus, all of the perfect function of all parts of Am Yisrael and of every character trait amongst us working in unison and in sync perfectly one with the other. Not in this world, only in the world to come. We will not have that kind of division in the future, where it all will come together. We just explained that, you know, in the Haftorah last week in Parshas Vayigash. Umepnei she'ra'asa Rachel davazeh, kibla ba'ahava. She accepted lovingly that there are going to be more than one wife. There's going to be a multiple wife situation. And that's because there is no perfect unity of things and no perfect unity of Am Yisrael in this world. And no perfect unity of Am Yisrael and God. Am Yisrael and Hashem's relationship in this world will not be one of perfect unity either. ולפיכך גם כן ראוי שימחל השם יסברך לישראל כי מפני שאין האחדוס בעולם הזה ועדיין העבודה זרה בעולם זהו שגורם לישראל לחטא. Just as there are these competing wives in the house of Israel, and necessarily so, there's the absolute lack of perfect unity of Am Yisrael and Hashem. And so Am Yisrael has other forces, gods, in which they superstitiously might believe. And that's part of the imperfection of this world. And just as she accepted it within the marriage, and such that there was going to be another wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept and forgive Am Yisrael for the Avodah Zarah, for that, let us call it competition, as you might say, that has taken some of our love of Hashem away from him, detracted away some of the love for only Hashem. So accept it, just as it was in my marriage, accept it in your relationship with Klal Yisrael. Shezehu mechesron shehu ba'olam u'mimin hago, because that's part of this world and its imperfection. Ulekach Rachel him mevakeshes rachamim. So Rachel is mevakesh rachamim, not just because she was so kind and was, you know, compassionate to her sister and didn't allow Leah to be embarrassed and hurt. It's more than that. It's the very acceptance of the idea that there will be a competing force in the marriage. There'll be another wife, a tzara. And that's what Avodah Zarah is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Competition. A tzara. And Rachel says, so you should then forgive them. Because that's the nature of this world. Sha'arei ba, it's through her, nira, it's seen, shala olam hazem musugal shehiye shniyais v'tzara ba'olam haperit. She is the one who, as a woman who accepted that there will be another wife, she is basically the one who's able to argue that's this world. And it is a world that's imperfect, and therefore has distractions and forces which draw away from you, Hashem, to other forces. We call them Avodah Zarah. Because it's a world, she'ena musugul la'achdus. This is a world not yet ready and not meant to be that perfect, where the relationships are so perfect. And this is an amazing argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing explanation on the part of the Maral to say that it's not just that Rachel's kindness to her sister is the merit, but it's the kindness of accepting that there will be a competing wife. And that's how this world is. And that's how the building up of the Jewish people is meant to be. From multiple wives, multiple forces, and different personalities and strengths and character traits. Well, in that case, then you should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive the fact that there's this competing interest called Avodah Zarah that stands, in opposition to you being the only one in whom Am Yisrael trusts and believes. So when they made that mistake, now you and I are living in a time when Avodah Zarah doesn't have much of an attraction. That's because Chazal teach us that the great rabbis of the era just before Bayis Sheni was built, really, at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, rooted out Avodah Zarah, destroyed the Avodah Zarah Yetzer Hara, destroyed the Satan's Yetzer Hara aspect. We can't imagine, Mara says, how Menashe ben Chizkiah came to a dream to one of the great Amorayim and said, don't besmirch me for having been Oved Avodah Zarah. If you would have been there, you would have picked up the bottom of your frock so you'd be able to run as fast as you can toward the Avodah Zarah. The attraction of it, the apparent power of the superstition for Avodah Zarah was unbelievable. Unbelievably attractive. And Rachel is the one who is able to say that just as there are multiple wives, necessarily so, to create all of Israel, well, then you have to forgive the fact that there were, for some Yidden at times, other gods, as it were, other mates. Instead of having only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had others. But that's because of the imperfections of this world. Because this world does not easily bring things together. It doesn't bring the relationship with Hashem together perfectly, and it doesn't bring the relationship of people or parts of Am Yisrael together perfectly. We accepted that. I accepted that in the very beginning of the marriage. So you should forgive Am Yisrael for, again, similarly, having a tzara, having a different love mate than you alone. That's a terrible avera, of course, but in the context in which we live in Olam Hazeh and all of its imperfection and all the challenges with which we are as Basar V'dam facing, you should forgive them. And it's the merit of Rachel who accepted the tzara Leah. It's that merit that she alone is able to invoke, because she was the one who was supposed to be the wife alone, and she accepted that it's not going to be that way, and therefore she's the one able, you know, best equipped, if you will, then to argue for the sake of forgiving the infidelities of Am Yisrael. Now we'll skip a few lines, and then another important aspect here about Rachel. It's about 8 lines farther down, in the middle of the line. Ve'od yesh b'medrash Rachel mevaka al b'neha, quoting from the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Yisrael nikroim al shem Rachel. The Jewish people, we are all Rachel's children. V'lo al shem Rachel, not only are we Rachel's children, Ella al shem b'na, we're all the children of Rachel. Shenemar ulai yechanein Hashem tzvakas sheiris Yosef, pasuk in Amos. And not only Yosef, v'loi al shem b'na, ela al shem ben b'na, we are all like Ephraim. We are all the precious Ephraim. Habein yakir li Ephraim im yelid sha'ashu. In the pasuk that we famously read on Rosh Hashanah. So, Zeh HaMedrash, he says, Yesh le'sod Yosef, another great idea in this Medrash. Ki kara Knesses Yisrael Rachel. Knesses Yisrael, meaning the full house of Israel, is Rachel. Rachel represents the unifying force that brings us to become one. Lefishe Rachel Akeres Habayis Shel Yaakov, because she is the mainstay of the house of Yaakov. V'hakol Tofel Etzla, all else, meaning the other wives, are all secondary to her. And they understood it and they knew it.
Well, you're understanding Akeres as being like Iker?
The Iker, yes. She is the mainstay and the foundation of, and therefore, the unifying factor, the glue of the family. Everything depends on her. Ulekach hi, kemo beis Yaakov. She is the beis Yaakov. V'nikreis Knesses Yisrael. Shehem beis Yaakov al shema. ubeschus Rachel yashuvu legvulam lehischaber b'hakadosh baruch. That unifying force that keeps us together is Rachel, and it's that unifying force which will also bind us back with Hashem. She's the glue within and amongst us as Knesset Yisrael, and that same unifying force will again bind us and bring us together with Lehischaber b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki peirud zeshe Yisrael nifrada me'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zoram b'kol ha'aratzos. The fact that we are split up, spread out, away from Yerushalayim, away from each other, nevertheless, yesh lohem koyach ha'mekasher v'ha'mekabetzaisam. We have a power, a propensity that binds us and brings us, pulls us together. And who is it? Shaharei Rachel, he Beis Yaakov mechaberes asam, ubeschus ayiel la kibbutz gomur loshuv lugvulam. So it's the schus of Rachel, that mother who cared about the house of Yaakov, who saw and understood what's best for the house of Yaakov, who then became accepted as the leading mother of the mothers, and accepted as such not only by the children, but by the other wives. You know, when they bless, Ruth upon the birth of her baby, so they bless her with words that express how she is the mother of the baby, and how he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who blessed the house of Israel, you know, should now, you know, similarly bless this baby and the future, you know, of this child. But what is said literally puts Rachel before Leah, because that's the position that Rachel is acknowledged to hold. We just find the pasuk. Vayomru kol ha'am asher b'shar v'hazakenim eidim yitin Hashem es ha'isha haba'a el beisecha. They're blessing Ruth, who's marrying Boaz. Ki Rachel uchilea asher banu shtehem es beis Yisrael. And it's pointedly the case that they put Rachel before Leah, even though Leah was older and married to Yaakov first. Because that's the position of Rachel. She's the Akeres Abayis. And now the Maral says, therefore, it was correct that she not be buried away from us, but rather close to us. Not just to pray for us, but that she be, so to speak, amongst us forever. Ulefichach nikbara Rachel baderech, kidover zehu, shelo sihye nikperes Rachel b'ma'ara, etzela avos raktehe imboneho. The point of being buried where she would be accessible to us is because she is the binding force for all of us. So she will be buried and was intended to be with us and not with Yaakov alone in the Maror Samach Peel. Shehi misyacheses el boneho. Lefi sherochel hi hoysa beis Yaakov gamke. She is beis Yaakov. And so, she is the one who's Mavakish Rachamim. And it's in her schus that we will be once again joined together with each other and joined together with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's why she was buried where she is with us. Because she is the mother of Israel. She is the Beis Yaakov. So, Rachel now is not just a person whose merit is how she treated her sister with great respect and with a sense of protecting her sister's dignity, This is all about the great mothers of Israel, and the one who's considered literally the mother of the Shvatim, because of her disposition, because of her concern, because of her wisdom, and because of her sacrifice for the sake of the house of Israel, she is our mother Rachel. And she is buried where she's buried so that she is with us, not only to pray for us, but so that she's with us because she is the mother of Israel. And she is the force that binds us together and will restore us in unity with each other and restore us in unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that force of Rachel that will restore us and reunite Am Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.